When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism. The economics of self-defense. Due to the fact that we are indigenous to this land, we have the right to enjoy all the rights citizens of the United States enjoy, while at the same time enjoying the citizenship rights of our own unique government. Because the white conquerors of the Americas committed grievous crimes against us, we are not required to take on the burdens of United States citizenship in order to enjoy its advantages. White Power America owes black people, but White Power America does not want to live up to its obligation to black people. White Power America wants to dominate black people forever. That is why every black family should possess firearms and other weapons of self-defense, and everybody in those families should be taught how to handle and use those firearms and weapons responsibly. Additionally, black families should practice safe firearms and weapons usage with other black families and form modern-day militias that enable them to come to each other's defense in case of attack from hostile forces, particularly if they represent a government that has a history of violating their family and trying to rid them of their human rights. Each black power economist must inform black individuals of their right to defend themselves. Each black power economic unit must include defense training as part of its routine, and the black power economic governing body must, when it is able to do so, facilitate the acquisition of firearms and defense weapons by those black families that want them but can't purchase them. Additionally, black people have to make use of more effective protest methods. When we make phone calls and write letters to officials, they do not get the message because they don't understand how serious we are. We need to start making better use of our resources, creativity, and audacity when lodging complaints. That way, those in positions of power will take our complaints seriously. For instance, we have to make those who play us cheap feel cheap. We have to make those who abuse us feel what it is like to be abused. We have to make those who discriminate against us feel what it is like to be discriminated against. We have to make those who beat us feel what it is like to be beaten, and those who shoot us feel what it is like to be shot. A major portion of whatever money and riches possessed by white America belongs to black America. Whatever black people individually or collectively do to recover some of those riches and money is legitimate, because white America has committed grievous crimes against black people in such a systematic manner for so long, there is no act black America is likely to take against white power America that any black individual should consider criminal. We have the right to govern ourselves and create an economic structure that will provide us with the goods and services we need to live. There is no white power law that is more legitimate than that right of ours. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There is no white power law that is more legitimate than those rights of ours. We have the right to eliminate unnatural and illegitimate threats to our well-being. There is no white power law that is more legitimate than those rights of ours. It is essential that we defend each and every one of our rights against white power America, no matter how small it might seem. If all hell should break loose as a consequence of us defending our rights, then hell's time to take center stage would have arrived. For more on defense, see class number 6 of Black Nationalism 201.